You were holding daf mem aleph from an aleph on top. That the Gemara says, "Acha sheribu akos abemiyit." Since there's a ribu to say kol oilim is lo yerdu, and also the miyit to say some halachas of kabbonis are yerdu, is a matter to say like this: Ma bani eselu shayib psulim akedish. These first psulim, the pshat is when the korban first came into the Beis Hamikdash, it was kosher, it was fit to be used, and the psul first happened in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Like nishpech adam or nishkato balayla or zokin or machshav tigum, all these psulim happened in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Therefore, the locher is a molu for the eved. You put it on top of the mizbeach. The din is lo yerdu. We did not take it down. We let it burn on the mizbeach. But umaytzeni, but I take out the last psulim. Yeselush lehoyy psulim b'kodesh. It was not a psul of chal in the Beis Hamikdash, but rather it was a psul that came before it came into the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, this korban was never fit to be brought for korban. Therefore, it has a psul that even though it goes on the mizbeach, still it's yerdu. That's like these last psulim of a muksa, nirva, never esna the mechir klein. Samara says, I call upon him ketonimi, is what we learn over here. The even according to Rabbi Shimon, it says, yoytze doifin deloim, says that a korban, the behema was born through a yoytze doifin, so you cannot bring that korban for, you cannot bring that behema for korban. And if it was brought, even though it's olu, it's yerdu. So, my love, yoytze doifin the kochim, aren't we talking about over here a case of yoytze doifin the kochim? You see that Rabbi Shimon agrees that there's a psul, that even though he holds by an isha, she's yerlid, through a yoytze doifin, it's called a leida, but by the behema though, it's not called a leida, and therefore it's called a psul by kochim. So Gemara says, loy, I'll tell you, yoytze doifin the bechor, maybe it's talking about only a yoytze doifin the bechor, a behema gave birth to a bechor, so there, they have no kedusha. So Gemara says, no, mi petirechem nafka, like that's pshita, they have a post of petirechem, we don't need a chiddush for that, that's why everybody knows that. Rashi says, v'chivun v'chulun, in the case of that's not mishchulun, is lovel lemute pshita mo l'yerdu, pshita goes up in the mizbeach, it's yerdu, like it's mamash abeim mishchulun, so pshita. Ela, my the Gemara says, what's the case? It's talking about the kodoshim, it's talking about what are the behemoth kodoshim, it's about the Gemara, mi imoy nafka. Anywhere we learn that from different pasuk, Rashi, namid lo kodesh, the government of Bechor, he learns out before, b'shem knows imoy, to say what, that it has no kedusha, so also chorus pshita. So what does that tell you over here, im olu, the din is that yerdu, the chorus pshita. Once you tell me that a yoytze doifin has a lacha like a balmum, that no kedusha is chala, and it's a chorus pshita, it's yerdu. So it's also Sakasha. Why does Shimon have to say in the Braisa that a Yotze Doifin, a Behem was a Yotze Doifin, it will be Olu, it should be Le Yerdu. It should be Yerdu. Smara says, no, hi, my. What does it have to do with the other? It's like this. Iyam with Bishleim with the Kodshim, if we're talking about Kodshim over here, hi, no, the Yitzrichu Trey Kroy. That's why we have to have Tupsukim, I tell you. There's some more of Behema that gave birth through a Yotze Doifin, so we need two different Sukim to teach us that you can't have kedusha on it, and chad the behemah is chulin, the other derech doifin, the yakdishet. One chiddush did that a behemah is chulin gave birth, and a kid came out derech doifin, and that's the chiddush that said later when you go to be makdish, the kedusha is not chal. It's considered like you be makdish a balmum, that the kedusha is not chal. That's one posik, but the chad the second posik comes to teach us the behemah is kachim. Let's say you have a korban shlamim, and the korban became pregnant. The oilin that gives birth derech doifin. And uksava, we hold over here that vlad is kachim behevi yosin hen kedoshim. That the vlad of a korbin only becomes hegdish after it comes out. Rashi says this girsi should not be gurus, because it's a girsi. Rashi says, Kirish meshubashu, who? Techol shchein leman diyavim ishasi tziru hen kedoshim. That's the machlokes of a korbin gives birth. And behemah of a korban gives birth, when is the vlad kodesh? Is it kodesh b'shach yitzir when the first created inside, or only when it comes out? But both ways, it will be the pshat here. You need this pasuk to teach us that lemaisa, if it comes out derech doifin, it has no kedusha on it. So it's good. What we need these two psukim. But there, liyam if you're going to tell me that the pshat in the bray is talking about a bechor, and that's the chiddush to say that it came out derech doifin. Imolu, it's yerdu. Someone asks a question. Who repet the rechem now? That's pshita. That's not from the pasuk. Repet the rechem that a bechor only has kedusha if it comes out derech rechem. it comes out derech doifin, it has no kedusha. So you don't need the chiddush of the brisa. So the kitzah, the pshat from the brisa is the derech doifin is talking about a korban, and if the korban gives birth to a derech doifin, that's the chiddush to say that the vlad has no kedusha. So middle of that to right, if Shimon holds by the hema, it has no kedusha. It's not called a leida. The Mora says, "Hochinam mistavra." This is the svar also like this. Hochinam mistavra. Rashi says, "Hochinam mistavra." The chol hani psulim the hocho the behemus kodesh mikom esoma behemah of kodesh. Why? The Tanya says the end of the psulim was haraveya varnirva behemah lives with a man or with an isha. Fiha muksa set aside to worship the Shem avoid the zora, or else fiha never he worshipped the Shem avoid the zora. Fiha klayim. But since all these psulim are talking about psulim and behemah of kodshim, so therefore, who are din, derech doifin also means a regular behemah of kodshim, and not a bechor. Now then, what's the question? Mehoch or nafki learn out from over here, I mehosam nafki, another person to teach us these things. Mehosam nafki. His pasuk says, mina behemah, loitzi esaroiva via nirva. That a behemoth that lives with a pearl with a man, he can't be brought for carbon. Min ha'boka, the pasuk says, lo'itz yes aneva, a behemoth that worships Hashem, Hashem avoid the zara. Min ha'tzorin, lo'itz yes amuksa, a behemoth that you just set aside, Hashem avoid the zara. U'min ha'tzorin, it says, lo'itz yes anoigach, v'su klayim me'ochanavkim yosam navkim, sure I cast over yeis, shos prat l'klayim, o'yeis prat l'nidma. So here we have other psukim that say these kabonas are not fit to be brought for carbon. So pshit that they will be in the olu will be yerdu, they're not fit to have no kedusha at all. So what do we need the pasuk of here to teach us on these psulim im olu yerdu? All these psulim are pshit that we have other psukim to say that the kedusha is not chal on these behemoths. So where it says ela rather it's tzricho trei kroy. We need to take a two psukim. Chad the behemoths chulin v'chad the behemoths kochim. The one is talking about the behemoths chulin. And then these things happen to him, the lady will mark the shit that the kedusha is not chal. The second pasuk to teach us that no, but the behemoth was first hegdish, and then one of these things happened to it, that also im olu will be yerdu. And hachinam here also isra trei kro, we have to have two psukim. Here also by yaitse doifim, we have to have two psukim. One to teach us a yaitse doifim of a behemoth that's chulin, and then you want to be makdish the vlad, it's called like a balmum, you can't be makdish it. And then the big chiddush, as the pasuk says, even the case where the mother was the korban already had kedusha ready, and now it gave birth to a vlad derech doifin, and also the kedusha does not go on to the vlad. The vlad is not kedush; it cannot be brought for a korban. By kolponim, it's a right to Rabbi Yochanan, Pshat, and Rabbi Shimon that even though he says in our Mishnah yaitzei doifin is called a leida by a person by an isha, but by behemah he agrees it's not called a leida. Now the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan, let this in the brisa." Vlad, Anisha that saw 3 times down 3 days in a row joined Yudalef Yomim, that really she should have become a Zavo. And then what happened, but it was Hamakasha, she had labor pains those 3 days. And then right afterwards, Vyotza Vlad, she gave birth. And what happened was, Derech Doifin, she gave birth, the kid came out, Derech Doifin, is a Syrian. So I raise you, let this be Zayf. That's the Rabbanan Shita, that Derech Doifin is not called the Leda. Therefore, these labor pains are not called because of a leda. Therefore, the isha has tumas zava. It's like she gave birth with tumas zava. But Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon, I know. Ain't the yuladis b'zayv. It's not called the yuladis b'zayv. Since Lamaisa, she was mekashish, she had labor pains, and now she gave birth. Such a Shimon, she tossed it. He held the leda through derech doifin. It's called a leda. The isha has tumas v'tayra, and therefore it's called a leda. That's metayra from the tumah of zava. Not she has tumah zavar on her. But now the Brisa says, "V'dama yoytze mishom," the dam that comes out from there. So the Gemara will soon explain where does it mean. Does it mean from the derech rechem, or does it mean through the derech doifin? But it says the dam that yoytze mishom is tameh. The dam that comes out is tameh. For Rabbi Shimon Metar, Rabbi Shimon says, "No, the dam is tor." So let's understand here, clear. What's the machlekes over here? It's verses like this: Pishleim Ereish is good. Ereish, the first machlekes in this Brisa. We have Shimon Latayme, Rabbanan Latayme, it's very good. Then Shimon goes, according to his time, that he holds the Yotze Doifin, is called the Leda. If it's called the Leda, so it's very good. Why he holds his Torah, Mitumas Zava? Because since the Dam came out through these 3 days when she was having labor pains, and then the Vlad came out, it's called Doma Machmas Vlad, and the Torah is Matayrit, the Dam is Torah. And the Rabbanan holds, no, the Rabbanan holds, it's not called the Leda. Therefore, the dam that comes out of dam tamei, and therefore she has tumah zavah on her. But the El is safe with the safe over here. But my plig, what's the machoikas over here? It says what? That the dam hayoytze, it says over here, mishom is tamed, chom say it's tamed, shem knows it's metayim. Some Rabbeinu said that the case is kagoyin shiyotze vla derech doifin, that true she gave birth through a cesarean,